Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who with open arms welcomes sinners. For 20 years, Walter Cronkite anchored the CBS Evening News as part of a long and very distinguished career in journalism. At least at our house, every evening, Walter was invited to come in and give us the day's news. Cronkite ended every one of his broadcasts with what has become his signature statement. He would say, "And that's the way it is this, the 16th day of June, 1999. It was as if to say that we had not quite got it all, nor got it right for the day, until Walter had filled in the cracks and rounded off the corners with his edition of world events. Once we'd heard from Walter, though, well, we had it. We had life the way it really was on a given day. That's the way it is." In effect, Jesus kept indicating the very same thing in his earthly ministry, both in what he said and in what he did. He wanted people to know how life in God's kingdom really is. By his life and his ministry, he showed them. Unfortunately, there were some well-established preconceived notions, especially among his own people and the religious leaders, that flew in the face of the way it is. A disparity, one that became greater and more drastically pronounced the closer he got to Jerusalem and his cross. He kept right on repeating, no, fulfilling, what the prophets of old had said. But preconceptions about how Messiah would act, man-built ideas about how God would redeem his people, blocked ears and solidified hearts. "That's the way it is," Jesus said, in effect, as he sat at table in the house of a religious leader on Sabbath day. There in that house, in front of all those significant and important people, he continued to overturn the tables of conventional wisdom about, well, for example, the lawful place of healing somebody in need on the Sabbath, and about the kind of people God would go out of his way to invite with open arms into table fellowship with him. "That's the way it is," Jesus keeps saying about God's ways of dealing with people, as he keeps company with despicable outcasts and no-account losers who, upon receiving his lavish generosity, can't begin to repay him. The shock is that it doesn't seem to make any difference to him whatsoever. Why, God loves whores and tax-collecting cheats and even Roman centurions. He takes up the cause of the lame and the blind and speaks for those who have no voice. And what is more, he will not be put off by other agendas paraded as more timely, more important than his own. Not real estate, not work animals, not even marriage. In God's way of dealing with people, his loving and gracious rule in hearts and lives, excuses simply don't count, not even the good ones, not even your good ones. Nor is he wowed by preconceived notions about how others think he ought to be going about his business. Frankly, he doesn't care. You see, the way it is his way, period. His way is to lay down his life for the hopelessly lost, the abysmally corrupt, the broken beyond recognition. Almighty God himself has come in the very flesh of Jesus of Nazareth to bind up and to heal. He has come to proclaim to those who have no other word and no other way and no other excuse. He has come for sinners. He has come to sinners in the fullness of time, born of a virgin, bloodied on a cross, and buried in a borrowed tomb. This is the way it is. This way, only this way. So that risen in the flesh, triumphant over every enemy and every excuse under heaven, Christ Jesus might invite with open arms the real losers to the lavish banquet of his preparing. That's the way it is, you see, in God's dealing with people. The hard pill to swallow in this parable of the great banquet just read from Luke 14 is that God is not tripped up by our agendas, our priorities, our notions for his operations, our standards for the kind of company he ought to be keeping. You see, he's having a big party. The King of the universe is hosting the grand celebration like none other, and he will not be turned aside from having his wish. That of having his banquet table full with hungry, eager celebrants. He will go outside the city gates, outside the friendly confines, into the highways and byways, and just look at who he invites and woos. Yeah, just look. And that's the way it is. That's the way it is. It is no other way. The Lord God himself has invited the likes of you and me. He has wooed us in the still small voice of his word, united himself to us in the baptismal waters, and now, well, now it's banquet time again. Food for the journey. A journey no longer to a cross, but to a crown and a crowning celebration. In but a morsel of bread and a sip of wine, Jesus Christ, the Lord, will feed you full of his lavish love for the likes of you, my body given for you, my blood shed for you. Nothing more important, more pressing, more precious. His way, his banquet, his guests. Just look. Look at who he invites and woos and forgives and feeds and loves. And know that this is the way it is always. So come. Everything is ready. In fact, the feasting has already begun.